Father, in the wonderful name of your Son, we're glad to come into the house of the Lord this morning and sing the name Jesus. Jesus. Oh, thank you for Jesus, Father. Lord, we love Him. We love your Son. We glory in the Lamb of God. We give thanks. We have grateful hearts for the blood of the Lamb. Thank you for the power in the blood. Thank you, Lord, it's the keeping power. Oh God, how it holds us, how it's cleansed us, how it's building us up into the things of God. Father, we're grateful this morning that we come looking to you and you alone. We're thankful for this day that has been set aside to give thanks for the daddies in this world. I'm thankful for my dear dad. Thankful for my grandpa. I'm thankful for all of those sweet daddies. All of those sweet brothers that have influenced and touched lives. And the only way that happens is in the love of God. Now, Lord, we ask you to encourage these, especially the brothers this morning. God, build them up. Let them hear you saying, "Rise up, ye men. Endure the hardness as good soldiers. I'm your provider. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you." Lord, help us to listen to the Word of God. Help us to love it and embrace it. To him that believes, it works effectually. God, help us to be quick to believe. We give you the thanks, honor, praise. We ask that your Spirit anoint each and every life. May your Son only be magnified. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to Genesis chapter 22. We're going to read about that sweet brother Abraham. And in Genesis 22, we'll begin reading from the first verse. "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham." Let's not get carried away with that. That means test to prove. God was going to show forth a masterpiece here, wasn't he? He was going to show forth the faithfulness of his love in trial in that brother. "And God said unto Abraham, Behold," and Abraham then said to him, "Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest." And more, my goodness, he loved that son. "And get thee into the land of Moriah." And the word Moriah means teacher. He was going to learn something, wasn't he? Maybe the lesson of his life. "And offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning." I always love how he didn't drag his feet. He didn't say, "Lord, let's put this off another day." He got up. He arose to offer up his only son. Listen to these words. How great God is. And this is the Jesus Christ that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. "And he saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." See, he knew he was going to worship the Lord. He knew the Lord had called this. He knew that God had appointed this, and he was going to worship the Lord. "And Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire, the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb, a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon that lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Praise the Lord. My goodness, you know, we could be here throughout all eternities talking about this, these 14 verses. But today, the Lord's put something on my heart. Now, most of us, when we think of Abraham, or maybe most of people, they think, well, there's Abraham, the father of many nations. God has always encouraged our hearts here in Galatians 3:7, when we think of Abraham, they which are of faith are the children of Abraham. Isn't that wonderful? He's my father, in a sense, the father of faith, Jew, Gentile alike, that believe in the Lord Christ Jesus. But today, brothers and sisters, we are going to rejoice in the awesome father that Abraham was to Isaac. And how his faith, Abraham's faith, is the faith that every father needs to be a godly dad and to train up godly children. And as we read today, one of the main reasons that Abraham was such an outstanding daddy, one of the main reasons that he was such an outstanding father, is because his life always revolved around the altar. Abraham prayed. He was on his knees before the Lord. You read about his life. There wasn't a moment where he wasn't led to build the altar. That sacrifice, brothers and sisters, was always before him. The place of communication with God was always with him. He knew that for himself, for his family, and especially that son, that wonderful gift of grace, his only begotten son, it had to be the altar. Brothers, I'm encouraging each and every one of us today. The reason things aren't going right is because the altar's not before you. I mean it. I want the peace that passes all understanding. How about you? I've already got it. God just asked me to bow down today and worship Him, who the Lord has provided so freely. And if by God's grace I'll be attentive to that, oh my goodness. But brothers, sisters too, we need to realize the need of the altar. And not just from time to time. And not a place that we come reluctantly. Not a place that we come sheepishly. But the place that we come boldly. That we come for answers. That we know that God is fully able. And not just able, but willing. And when I understand that I have a willing Father who completely and totally loves me, I draw nigh to that throne of grace in complete confidence and in complete assurance that God will meet my every need. I'm so thankful that we can have this fellowship with God, that it's a free invitation, that in the name of Jesus. See, there weren't other conditions that were put there. In Jesus' name is it. And in Jesus' name, I'm before the throne. I'm in the presence of my Father. My Father. Not just Jesus' Father, but thank God for His Son's life that He gave to me. That I go to see my Father. And then I see, oh my goodness, my precious Lamb. And I'm there to be filled up with every need that I'll ever have. Do you understand that, brothers and sisters? The grace, the mercy, the help. And I'm looking at a lot of people here today. You wouldn't be in a meeting today. And by God's grace, you wouldn't be in this meeting today if you weren't needy. See, God's here to meet the needy. Did you know that? Be thankful that you have a need. See, if you didn't have that need, you might not be in church this morning. If you didn't have that need, you might not have been on your knees this week. If you didn't have that trial going on in your life, you might have not risen up early as Brother Abraham did and got on that ass with his son and went to offer him up to the Lord. How mighty. Now, this is a place, brothers and sisters, where we fellowship with God is at this altar. This is the place that we can pour out our hearts before Him. And brothers, I ask you to really listen to this, because I know sometimes we try to be macho and we try to be tough guys and we try to just carry it all on our shoulders. Let's get it straight right now. You can't carry a thing. Let's get it straight right now. You're incapable. Let's get it straight right now. Without God strengthening you, you have no strength. You don't. But the beautiful thing about the throne of grace, oh, just listen to that, the throne of grace, is that we come in there boldly. We come in there with broken hearts. We come in there with contrite spirits. We come in there, brothers and sisters, knowing that God has to supply and He will provide the Lamb. The Lamb is always there to meet every need. And I am so thankful today to rejoice with you that we go in there and the things that are kept in our hearts. And I'm talking about those things that maybe no one else knows. The secret things belong to God. Maybe even those dark places. But don't hesitate to go to God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the I Am. And He'll take you by the hand and He'll bring you to His breast and He will comfort you. He will provide. He will provide all the sufficiency for all things to abound to every good work. And let me tell you something. Being a father is maybe the greatest work, brothers, that we could ever be called to. What do you think? Amen. You know, there's a lot of people sometimes that are asking, oh, what could I do for God? And they have families. We want to preach, maybe want to teach, maybe do all these lot of things. You got a ministry in your home. Let me tell you something. You serve that by God's grace. Give out the Word of God in your home. Be the worshiper. Be that testimony. Oh, my goodness. You know, oftentimes, brothers, we kind of get tough and we think that, oh, I can't show a real tenderness here. People might think me weak, or, you know, they might call me a girly man or something like that. I don't know. But, you know, Brother David in Psalm 34:2, he says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Did you hear that? See, I emphasized that on Friday because God wanted me to. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Now let me tell you something about David, brothers. A lot of us might think we're tough in here today. He was a bloody man. He killed his 10,000s. I mean, this was an animal. He was savage. When he got out there to battle, you weren't going to get in front of David because he'd wipe you out. Now listen to this. This was a man after the very heart of God. There wasn't a more tender vessel that I believe that we even read about in the Word of God. Fully winning his best through failure, through incompetence. And when I say incompetence, he was just a boy king. He didn't have any schooling. He was out there tending sheep. He didn't know a thing. But God provided. God says, that's my choice. You guys were picking somebody that was tall. I was thinking how we pick people today. What's your education? Did you go to Harvard or Yale? That would be my last pick. What have we gotten out of that? Man's wisdom is foolishness to God. Know these things. I'm understanding, as Brother Copley said, I have a hard time forgetting my education. Well, let me tell you something. You've heard me speak here long enough. That brother doesn't have any hard time forgetting his education. I mean that when people say, my goodness, does that boy just pound the King's English? Slays that up. All the ain'ts and gotchas. Doesn't matter. I want a cookie on the shelf for you. I want a cookie on the shelf. God will take that cookie and expand it like you can't imagine. Oh, hallelujah. But our text today, brothers and sisters, is the epitome of Abraham's life. It really is. It's the pinnacle of being a father. To think again that this was the son that God had promised. And this brother waited. He waited. He waited 100 years. I shouldn't say waited 100 years, but he was 100 years old before he received him. And he waited many, many years for that son. There was a lot of mocking. There was a lot of doubt. There was a lot of things that were against it. But all his life he waited for that blessed promise, that blessed covenant that would flow from that blessed womb of Sarah. And now God requires that life upon an altar. And it does move me as a daddy today. I want to commit my children to the altar like this dad did. I don't want to step over the love of God. Because I know that I will not give my children the fullness of Christ unless I'm willing to offer up my life and theirs freely and fully upon the altar. There was a time, I think the Lord would have me just testify of it a little bit, and I'd not try to get too emotional. But there was a time that I saw so many things that I would love my sons to be in this world, in their views. All the things that they could achieve. All the places they could go. But as the Lord so convicted my heart, Lord, I want them just to be men of God. I do not care what they're doing. As long as they'll yield their life to you. I want to let my children go. I want to put them upon the altar. I want the line upon line and line upon line and precept upon precept. That's the word of God. To bind them. I want them to be prisoners of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pray for me. Because it's fitting for us today. So fitting that we lay it all upon that altar. In complete confidence to God. Now, you can't imagine how ornery people will be from time to time. But I've talked about this with some folks before. And you know the scholars. Well, brother, how do you really know that Abraham was such a great daddy? It says he bound him up. That means he was feisty. Let me tell you something. Isaac was a tough fella. He was. He loved working in that field. He was a strong man. And if you really figure it out, he was probably about 18 years old as his daddy brought him up there. And his dad was about 118. Now, no offense to anybody who's a little bit older here today. I don't think we have anybody 118 in the crowd. But if that young man wanted to get away from his daddy, he could have. All right? But more importantly, there's a precious, precious response by that son. And he says so sweetly to his daddy, Father, where is the lamb? See, he knew something was going on. Father, where is the Lamb? There's been times in my life I've had to ask the Lord. Lord, I've been so ornery. I've been so defiant. I need You to show me the Lamb. I need You to bring that to my life and bring that to my heart. And I'm grateful to God that this brother knew, this young man knew. No resistance, no struggling. He knew the ways of God. He knew the word of the Lord. And he submitted and he was obedient. And I really do believe that it had to do a lot with the unwavering faith that that daddy instilled in his son. See, we dads can say a lot of things to our children. Come on now. Do this, don't do this, watch out for that, here's this, here that. But I'm going to tell you something, brothers. Our children will never receive it until we live it. Yeah. I've said it before, dads can be in the home, but they're not really in the home. Come on. Let the Lord encourage your heart. Today, this day, by God's grace, let's step out and serve the Lord. See, I want boys like Isaac. I do. And the way that boys become the men of God like Isaac is because often they have men of God like their father Abraham. Daddies that step out in faith. Daddies that withhold nothing from the Lord, even their only son. Absolute reverence to God. Saying, Lord, they're Yours. You've lent them to me. But the thing that has been the sweetest thing to my life, and I encourage each and every parent here today, give them right back to the Lord. Lord, they're Yours. What a blessing. I've just been over there seeing my little nephew that just arrived, little Marcus. And oh, how his mom and daddy and grandpa and grandma love him. So sweet. But all I could think about, and my spirit was just praying, is, Lord, let us just offer him up to You right now. Let's just lay him right there. Praise be to God. We don't have to wait till Palm Sunday. I think just about 15 seconds after he arrives out that womb, it's time to hand him over. Oh, hallelujah. It's so wonderful to be a daddy. But brothers, let's follow God. Let's follow Him. I know there's a lot of adversity today. I know this world comes at us awful hard. I know oftentimes we get insulted about going on with God. People think we're crazy. Even when every single thing seems against you. Even, brothers, when your godly wife laughs at the promises of God. Trust God. Just trust God. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to trust God. I think of those times when I know the enemy has entered my home. So thick, so present. A time not too long ago. He thought he had entry. He thought that he had domain. And the grace of God came into a daddy. Oh, in the wee hours of the morning. Get up. Get up. It's time for a prayer meeting. Out on that landing, we start to pray. And oh no, we're not praying like that. It's spirit time. It's spirit time. The power of His might time. And there was a host, a heavenly host that entered my home. And the enemy was gone. And all that was left was the praise. The worship. Do you realize who lives in you? I mean, really, just for a moment, take that moment. Christ liveth in me. Where does he live? He lives in me. I've never met anybody, never read about anybody more powerful, loving, incredible than Jesus Christ, ever. And there isn't. And he lives in here. He abides in here. He's never leaving here. It's so awesome. It's so wonderful. He dwells within us. Know it. Know it. The power of God. The Lamb. He's provided it all. And brothers and sisters, it's always with you. Now, Abraham believed God, and it was counted him for righteousness. And as we leave today, can we trust God like that for our children? Can we trust God like that for our lives? Yes, we can. And you know why? Because of the grace of God. It's called the grace of God. It's right there. He's given you the life. It's in you. He's given you the power of His might. Praise God, I pray that you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Now take the truth and be full of the power of the Holy Ghost. Abraham went into a strange land. Let me tell you something. This old world gets stranger and stranger every day to me. I want to depart, but you know what? He says, press on. That's all I know. I wake up in the morning, and by the grace of God, this is what He set before me. I say, thank you, God, for this lot. And we're going to press on. Isn't that wonderful? And then that precious brother, so sweetly, he could have chose his own paths. He had it set out there for the pickings. But he said, oh, Lot, you go ahead and choose with your eyes. As for my choosing, I'm going to let God choose that for me. It's wonderful, isn't it? You know it. Young daddies, be attentive of the elders. Take note of them. Mark them as examples. Do it. Really, young ladies, those elder women, mark it. There's not many left, but we have them. Because of the grace of God. We're without excuse. Don't turn to this mind. It's a way of death. Turn to the Word of God. It's the path to new inheritances every single day. So in closing, we're just passing through. Know that. We give too much importance to the things of this life. We think that we get into such important things that have to be done. They're worthless. They're worthless. We're passing through. And the only things, brothers, that will ever leave our children are the things above. The only inheritance that I will ever leave my children, if the Lord tarry, is Jesus. I know it now. I'm satisfied with that. I'm thankful for that. I know they got it all. I know there is no more that anyone could give them. I don't want them to take anything else. Satisfied with Jesus alone. Happy Father's Day, brother. Happy Father's Day, brother. Happy Father's Day to all my brothers. And may we be the fathers who are the men of God. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for this time. We appreciate your encouragement. Lord, don't let this just be a moment. Lord, let us yield today. Lord, help each and every life here, but as we've been lifting up these men, and I pray these sisters lift up the men here this morning. There's so many things that are working against us, but if you be for us, who could be against us? We are more than conquerors through Christ. You love us, Lord, and that's all we'll ever need. We know we are called. We know we are chosen. Lord, allow us by your grace to step out. Enlarge my steps. I got hind's feet. It's time to go up. Lord, let us not be fearful of the heights. Let us not be fearful of the valley of death. Lord, you are always with us. I thank you for that promise. I thank you that you are our provider. Let us be content with your providing. We give you the praise, thanks, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.